Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, with the bitter cold weather we're facing, we'll hear from a doctor from Aspirus Health about what to know about frostbite and hypothermia. And also, Bill Moline of Eau Claire's Valley Brook Church tells us about the upcoming No Regrets Men's Conference, Saturday, February 7th at the Bridge Church in Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Dr. Amory Robinson is an emergency physician at Aspirus Health in Duluth, Minnesota. He says for many residents of the upper Midwest, enduring the cold is a normal part of life. Still, he says, emergency departments across the region see cases of frostbite and hypothermia every year.
Frostbite is a cold injury, usually to an extremity, fingers, toes, ears, nose, that is exposed to cold weather where there's ice crystal formation in the tissue. Hypothermia is a reduction in body temperature due to exposure to cold.
Dr. Robinson says the parts of the body most at risk of getting frostbite are
those that are easily exposed to the cold. Your ears, your nose, your face, your toes, your fingers.
Robinson says
in under freezing temperatures, frostbite can happen really quickly, but it really depends on the actual temperature or the temperature that it feels like it is. So if it is windy and it's minus 30, really quickly. But if it's barely below freezing and it's still and it's sunny, it's probably not going to happen as fast.
Dr. Robinson says early warning signs for frostbite include
lack of sensation in your tissue. So if your fingers are starting to get numb, your toes are starting to get numb, or they're starting to become painful, that's early signs that you might be headed towards a cold injury in your hands or your feet.
And early warning signs for hypothermia?
It's the umbles. So if you're stumbling, bumbling, fumbling, mumbling, if you're getting confused or you're noticing that you can't walk as well, those might be signs too, or especially if you're shivering. You have to just be attuned to the weather, and so people have good winter weather coats and boots and jackets and hats. That's just normal winter wear.
Robinson says
sometimes it's in the like shoulder season, fall and spring, where you can get caught off guard really quickly, it's easy to become hypothermic. Worst conditions for hypothermia is probably like 40 degrees and raining. It's not 20 degrees. If it's 20 degrees and sunny, you could maintain your body temperature actually pretty well.
Dr. Robinson says,
yeah, so there's the external conditions, like what it's like outside. So obviously cold and dark will put you at risk. But then also your internal conditions. So if you're intoxicated, if you're confused, if you are immobile, if you have pre-existing health conditions, those can all put you at risk for frostbite and hypothermia.
According to Robinson,
a typical hypothermia case that we would see is like an elderly person who's fallen and is not able to get up. And that doesn't even have to be outside. That could just be in the garage. You lay on a cement slab for 12 hours, you're going to get hypothermic.
How does Dr. Robinson recommend treating hypothermia?
For hypothermia, if you're not able to function, like you're not able to make good decisions for yourself, that's a reason to seek medical care. Or if you're not able to rewarm yourself, and usually that's not a decision you're making for yourself. That's somebody else noticing that, oh, you're not able to get yourself warm again.
And how about frostbite?
The care ends up being long-term. There's a couple things that we can do acutely, but mostly it's trying to salvage as much of your extremity as we can over the next weeks to month.
Dr. Robinson says if you have a frostbitten extremity,
you need to apply active external rewarming. So that's like blankets or hot packs, but then also give them some sugar. Use the internal metabolism of the body to help raise the body temperature.
So how does Dr. Robinson recommend dressing to avoid frostbite and hypothermia?
I would recommend dressing in layers. So like lightweight layer against your skin that can wick moisture away, and then like a midweight layer, sort of like a fleece, and then a puffy layer like a down coat, and then a layer that can protect you against wind and rain. So like a rain jacket or rain pants or a wind chill. That's like if you're planning on being outside for an extended period of time. I guess I would recommend when it's cold out, overdressing rather than underdressing. So making sure that you always have a hat, that you have mittens, that you have appropriate footwear that are going to keep your feet warm, and that you have a jacket that's going to keep you warm for the conditions.
And what can people do in general to protect themselves from winter injuries?
You should seek shelter and try to rewarm yourself. But what you want to avoid doing is, if you have frostbite, you don't want to rewarm your extremity and then refreeze your extremity. It's better for your extremity, it's better to rewarm your extremity one time and not do it multiple times. So you want to seek shelter that's permanent. So it's not like get your hands warm around a fire for a brief period of time. It's like go inside into a shelter that is going to keep you warm for the night or for the day. There are things that we can do for hypothermia. So if you're seeking medical care, like if you have a frozen hand, it's like a frostbitten hand, there are medical procedures that we can do to try to salvage your extremity, but they're reliant on you being able to keep your hand warm for an extended period of time and not have a refreezing injury.
Are there any common misconceptions about frostbite that Dr. Robinson would like to dispel?
The old wives' tale about rubbing snow on your hand or rubbing snow on your feet, that is not helpful. You need to warm your extremity for frostbite. If you have a frostbitten extremity, so not just a cold extremity, but a frostbitten extremity, rewarming that extremity and then refreezing it is causing a lot more damage than just seeking care initially. So it's a fine line between getting a little bit of temporary warmth, like I said, around a fire, and seeking shelter, like going inside for the night or going inside for the day. Yeah, your feet going numb, if you're skating or skiing, that is the early sign of frostbite, but most people will seek shelter, will seek warmth before it progresses to anything that's permanent.
When venturing outdoors in extremely cold conditions, Dr. Robinson says, remember, two are better than one.
Yeah, it's always important to have somebody who knows where you are or who checks in on you, even if that's just by phone. I would say also important to make sure that you have adequate nutrition, because a reason that people will get hypothermia is just not having enough calories on board. So if you want to warm somebody up, you need to apply active external rewarming. So that's like blankets or hot packs, but then also give them some sugar, because you want to use the internal metabolism of the body to help raise the body temperature.
Dr. Robinson says,
So I don't want to dissuade anybody from enjoying all the lovely winter activities that we have, but just make sure that you're attuned to that you need to keep your extremities warm. You need to find a way to keep them warm, whether that's insulation or putting one of these heat packs in your mittens or heat packs in your boots, or seek shelter to make sure that you can keep everything warm.
Finally, Dr. Robinson urges people to dress appropriately.
So if you're in your car and you think you're going just to the store, you need to be able to get out of the car and walk home. So you need to have appropriate footwear on, an appropriate jacket, appropriate hand covering, and a hat. To think that you can just go out in a light jacket with no mittens, no hat in Duluth, Minnesota, at 0 degrees, you're putting yourself at risk.
Again, Dr. Amory Robinson, emergency physician at Aspirus Health in Duluth, Minnesota, on what you need to know about frostbite and hypothermia during this very cold winter of 2026. And in part two of this week's Chippewa Valley This Week, my conversation with a men's ministry leader from the area about two churches partnering together to bring the No Regrets Men's Conference. All right, Bill Moline is on the line with us. We've talked to Bill before about Christian Service Brigade and also about the No Regrets Men's Conference. And Bill, another one's coming up right around the corner, Saturday, February 7th.
Yeah, we're getting it rolling again. So we're hoping that a lot of guys are going to show up and enjoy a great day of fellowship together and worshiping God and hearing some great seminars.
So for a number of years, Valley Brook Church in downtown Eau Claire has hosted this event, but this year Valley Brook teaming with the Bridge, and it's going to be at the Bridge location on Claremont Avenue, right?
Yeah, exactly. Last year the Bridge did a remote event, and so did Valley Brook, and this year we thought, hey, it'd be great to just team up and do it together. So we're really excited. We've had a number of meetings together, and yeah, we're really pumped. It's going to be a great time with lots of guys coming together to worship God and hear His word.
And so talk about what are some of the unique aspects of having it at the Bridge this year.
Well, one thing, of course, for us down at Valley Brook is parking. So we'll, you know, we'll not have parking issues as we sometimes have had in the past.
They have a nice parking lot. Yeah,
right. They have a nice parking lot. Exactly. So that'll be a great thing, you know, but, also just coming together with other guys is, you know, from another church and realizing, you know, as Travis often says, you know, that we're one church with many addresses. And so it's a great opportunity to, you know, come together and work together in this endeavor.
Yeah, Travis Albeck, the lead pastor at Valley Brook Church, where you and I both attended downtown Eau Claire. But yeah, at the Bridge. And so is there going to be like a local worship team too? I've heard some that has going to carry over to the Bridge this year too, right? So.
Yeah, exactly. Our worship leader Jeff Dostal is going to be leading the worship team, and we've got guys from several different churches. In fact, Pastor Sam Deloitte from the Bridge is going to also be on the worship team. So we're really, really excited to get, you know, again, a number of churches together to provide, you know, their best musicians. And Jeff's been working hard on putting together a set list. We'll have worship in the opening session and then again in the closing session. So lots of time to praise God with other men. And, you know, Mark, there's just something about guys worshiping together, men's voices, nothing wrong with women's voices, but there's just something really powerful and amazing about just a number of men singing and praising God together. And so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. And then there's a good amount of teaching as well, that different speakers of national renown that'll be taking part. But did I also hear some rumblings that maybe there'll be some local in-person communication as well?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we're going to have, you know, all of the, well, three of the four sessions that'll be streamed out of Elmbrook will be covering. We do have one track for teen and college age guys, a specific track. So each one of the three breakout sessions, there will be a seminar specifically designed for young men. And then there will be two other streamed sessions in each of those three breakout sessions. And then a fourth, which will be a live presentation. And Pastor Nate from Valley Brook will be doing one of them. Duncan Hannestead and Jerry Kellen will also be presenting at those three sessions. So we're really excited to have some live presentations as well as those that are coming from Elmbrook.
So again, people can learn more at noregretsconference.org, but I imagine also they can learn more in terms of the promotion from Valley Brook and the Bridge too, right?
Exactly, yeah. The website to register is Valley Brook Church, all one word, valleybrookchurch.org/no regrets. And there you can register for the conference. Information about if you've got, you know, food issues or something like that that you need to share. The cost is just $25 for the whole day, and it includes a smoked meat lunch. So some guys, that's another great thing about hooking up with the Bridge, is they've got some guys that love to smoke meat. And so lunch this year will be a smoked meat sandwich, freshly smoked, you know, within the day before. And so it's going to be an awesome time. The cost for college and teen guys is just $10, and, you know, just lunch alone is worth that. So
It sounds outstanding. And so, again, it's February 7th, valleybrookchurch.org/no regrets, or I guess if you go to noregretsconference.org, you learn more. It's a lineup of terrific speakers from, of course, Steve Soderman's been the president and founder of No Regrets for many years, but A.R. Bernard, and we've got Thaddeus Williams, Steve Carter, Kenny Luck, Bob Merritt, it's Chris Brown. So a lot of great speakers covering some important topics to guys.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing. If people think, oh, I just don't have a whole day I could give, it doesn't take the whole day, right?
Right. Yeah, good. We'll start at 7:30. The doors will open. There'll be some snacks, some breakfast snacks there. And then the conference will kick off at 8 a.m. And there'll be a main session, first of all, with everybody together. And then, as I said, three breakout sessions in addition to lunch. And then about 12:30, we'll get back together again for worship and a second keynote speaker. Be out of there before 2 o'clock.
Terrific. Bill, thanks so much. Thanks for your hard work with this and also Christian Service Brigade. And again, we'll look forward to it Saturday, February 7th at the Bridge Church in Eau Claire on Claremont Avenue. Thanks so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
Bill Moline of Valleybrook Church in Eau Claire on the upcoming men's conference at the Bridge Church, which Valleybrook is partnering with. Saturday, February 7th, the No Regrets Men's Conference starting at 8 that morning. And earlier we heard from Dr. Amory Robinson, an emergency physician with Aspirus Health, with what we need to know about frostbite and hypothermia during this bitter cold winter of 2026. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.